Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and here we are. Me and Snottlepuss over here.
I am not.
Okay. Sorry. Apologize.
Really? It's not even nice.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
Well, we put off recording.
I'm scratchy throat.
Oh, okay. Miss Scratchy
There's
Throat.
There's no snot now. It's all gone.
Okay.
It's all in my head or down my throat.
Ew. That's disgusting.
It's running down
that's
the back
nice.
Of my throat.
Oh, that's
Give
nice.
Give me a sore throat.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
No snot.
Okay.
Just sound funny.
We postponed Thursday night recording, Friday night recording, Saturday night recording. Kept hoping she'd get better and feel better, and we just gave up and recorded anyway.
Well, it's not that I feel terribly awful. That's the annoying part about it. That's why allergies are so annoying. Because you can plow through if you really want to, but sometimes you just feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then you feel like, well, it's just allergies. I'm not sick.
Right. Why do people not consider having allergies being sick?
I don't know. Because we don't want to accept the fact that we're sick, I guess.
Okay. Just wondered. Wonder about that one.
Hate allergies. They're annoying.
I agree.
How do you know? You don't have them.
I do, too, every once in a while.
Yeah, but
mine don't last for days.
No, mine lasts for, like, weeks.
If you'll take one of those jalapenos I got in there and you take the...
Okay, I just got my nose to stop running. We're not trying to make it run.
I got a jalapeno tree in my backyard
it's
producing
up your nose.
Jalapenos like crazy.
It is. You came in with a pile of them today.
Mm-hmm. I got to start giving them away. Yeah. I can't eat them all.
Jill can take pretty pictures of them and put them on our website.
There you go.
That'll be nice.
That's at simpledailyrecipes.com.
Mm-hmm.
.com. So... That's kind of what's up, is that Faith's going to be kind of...
I'm going to sound like this in a while.
She sounds a little scary. And so we're going to have to kind of plow through that this week.
Okay.
And you're going to have to put up with that, too.
What,
whole
the sniffling thing?
Yeah, because I'm not going back and editing all the sniffles out.
So sorry, y'all. You're just going to have to hear it. Do I do that a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, huh. I'm so used to it, I don't even know.
So today I had a flea on my hand.
Uh-huh, from that cat.
From that cat.
The dreaded cat that's not free.
The dreaded not free cat. And anyway, it bit me here.
Yeah, on your knuckle?
Right here on my hand.
Oh, right underneath your knuckle?
Yeah, right there somewhere.
Like in the crook of your hand.
I have a James Avery ring with, it's got a cutout cross.
Yeah.
It bit me in the cross.
It did not.
It crawled down in that little cross.
And you couldn't get it.
And it bit me. And I was like, what in the world? And I took my ring off. It was in Sunday school. And evidently, I never saw the flea. And then there was a big swollen thing under after I took my ring off, I couldn't get it back on because my fingers swole up where it bit me.
How come they're not bothering me?
It's because of my blood. I have very sweet blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet blood.
They say there's something about, there's certain things that mosquitoes like certain people have certain.
Sweetness.
No, it has nothing to do with sweetness.
Why would you say that?
Because I just leave it that.
I don't understand what you mean.
You could kill them with your sweetness.
That's what I'm saying. And then and mosquitoes and fleas.
Yeah.
They I can be standing with 20 other people, right in the middle of 20 other people.
And they'd find you.
And the rest of the 20 people not bothered at all.
No.
Me, I'm covered in mosquitoes.
Yep.
They like me.
I read something about why mosquitoes. Hey, did you know that flies have an automatic, they just, like if you go to swat them with anything other than a fly swatter, which is the only way I can kill them, that they have like this automatic thing in them that they fly the opposite direction. Isn't that cool?
It is weird.
I mean, God put it in, it's a survival thing. They don't fly at you. They fly the opposite way. That's why you can never get them with your hand or with a book or something.
I used to catch them with my hand all the time.
You did not.
I did too.
You did not. Mm-hmm. You
when couldn't. I was younger and I lived in the dairy, well, I lived in the dairy barn. Felt like it.
It kind of did.
When I worked at the dairy barn, we had a lot of flies, and that was like a pastime, was to whoosh, catch them with your fingers.
You could not catch them.
Oh, yeah.
Hate flies. Yep. What's their purpose?
Eat poop. And dead animals.
Okay, well, that's okay. What's mosquitoes' purpose?
Well, they actually don't eat the dead animals. They lay their eggs in dead animals, mm-hmm. and then the larvae.
Okay, that's disgusting. And then that just
maggots.
Makes and that just makes more flies.
Right.
So how is that helpful to us? It's not.
Sure, then we'd have a bunch of dead animals laying around if we didn't have maggots and
they
flies.
Didn't eat the maggots didn't sure. eat the dead
and
animals.
Flies will bite you, but very rarely does a fly bite you.
Yeah. They, big old horse flies do.
We're too tough for them. They wait till you're dead, then they'll bite you.
They'll eat you.
Soften up a little bit.
Ew.
They'll lay their babies in here. Let the babies eat you.
This is a lovely Monday.
Isn't it though? We're exploring the glory of the Lord.
Of his creation.
That's right.
And I bet you there weren't many mosquitoes during the mini ice age.
We did. Well, there was, but they were just down south.
Yeah, but was it cold? I mean, yeah, it was cold in Europe and it was cold in the Americas. Was it cold like in South America too? Did it reach that far?
No.
It didn't reach that far? It only affected North America and Europe?
It was global. It was global. But if you're talking about the coldness itself,
right?
It wasn't colder along the equator in that time period than it was. Because what happened was is that the circulation, well, one of the theories is that the circulation of the ocean stopped.
Right.
And so the oceans probably were super warm around the equator, warmer than usual, because they don't have the cool water coming back from the north. They didn't go into that because that wasn't a very populated area around the equator.
Well, and so they didn't, yeah.
It was just the main...
Just be interesting to know, you know, just...
They were focused
mainly on... So the mosquito... Well, yeah, but Europe. All the birds who were...
The birds
usually
die.
Go... The birds mm-hmm. usually go south, right? But it's summer, so mm-hmm. it's not in their wiring. It's summer. I'm supposed to stay here. I'm not supposed to leave.
But
so they all stayed
flee.
And they all died.
Birds don't flee the cold. They actually flee. They go by the sun.
Well, it's the migrate. They're migrating.
Right.
So, but it's the summer. So they're supposed to have they're supposed to stay put.
Right.
They come back.
Right.
But then it snowed
and
it got cold and was snowy and awful in mm-hmm. June. Can you imagine being in Vermont in June and it was ice on
and
the
that
lakes?
Was in 1850.
No, 1816.
And there was another one that caused the plague, too.
That was in the 1500s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't call that one the mini ice age, but it was. I mean, it was a summer without sun.
Yeah.
And that's what caused all the, you know, it's what
the
caused
plague.
The plague to be worse than it was anyway. Yeah. To be worse than it was.
This is so fascinating.
Isn't it fascinating?
It is.
Fascinating. And now global warming has actually prevented...
Yeah, that from happening
that
again.
From happening again. So see, global warming, good thing.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know about that.
Except for that, the polar bears don't have enough ice to wander around.
Well, and that's
so
true.
They say,
and the polar caps melting may actually cause another ice age. They don't know.
Huh. Good thing we don't have to worry about it.
We don't have to worry about it. Well, we have to worry about it, but I mean, it's not anything in our wheelhouse.
No.
We have the Lord. The Lord will decide when it's all going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean we want to live through another one. I mean, you know.
Doesn't mean we shouldn't be the environmentalists like I've talked about before.
Sure. Christian environmentalists.
We need to take
care. We're going
to
do a Christian environment. You want to make this show the Christian environmentalist show? We can do
sure.
that.
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. We had that planned for this week, but we'll do it now.
Okay.
As Christians, we should be environmentalists, but not in this term, not in the way that modern environmentalists put things environmental ahead of things spiritual.
Right.
I mean, that is the religion. They the tree huggers, that's what they're called. I mean, you know, they have a mindset or an agenda that says, you know, to heck with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We have to protect the polar bears.
Right.
You know, and if, you know, it doesn't matter about anything else. But that's not what how we should be as environmentalists. We should be Christian environmentalists in the sense that God gave us this dominion to take mm-hmm. care of, and we should look after the polar bears or whatever it is.
Well, he told Adam to name all the animals and take care of them.
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't drill for oil in Alaska.
Right.
It means we should drill for oil in Alaska responsibly.
Right. Animals, me. Animals, me.
So the,
animals are much heavier than me, but I'm winning.
So, but that doesn't mean we should be selfish either. We should look after the animals.
Of course. Sure. Don't be mean.
Right. And we should be responsible.
But don't put them before another human.
Right. I mean, yeah. So, so the pastor last week had a question about heaven. He wanted to answer like 12 myths about heaven or 12 questions about heaven he wanted to answer. And one of the questions was, do animals go to heaven?
Was that first service with a little boy in front of us? It was a teenager. Remember? And in morning service when he announced he was going to do that, and he says, we're animals. No. And he goes, no. And his dad whacked him upside the head really because he said it out loud. He said, shut up.
The pastor thought that was funny.
That's when the pastor heard him and laughed. I thought it was funny. I sat behind him, but I didn't want to encourage him. You know, his dad was mad at him for.
Well, so he says, well, we don't have any record of that. The Bible doesn't address it. However, there are beasts around the throne, and the Greek word that's used in Revelation for the beasts around the throne is actually living beasts. It's a very general term, but it does apply to
it's
animals.
It's an animal, yes.
Also,
very strange-looking animals, though.
Also, there were horses pulling the chariot that came from heaven.
Beautiful white horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was some one other reference to animals.
So you think that Fluffer is going to be in heaven?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All cats go to hell.
It's a requirement.
Didn't you see that movie? All dogs go to heaven.
All cats go to hell.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a... You know what else? I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I'll leave that one up to the Lord.
He wants a bunch of animals running around. Just think there'll be no fleas.
Yeah. Do you want to go to heaven where there's fleas?
No, there won't be fleas.
What if fleas go to heaven?
They
die. They're animals.
That's part of sin.
Fleas are part of
fleas
sin.
Fleas came from sin.
Oh, my goodness. We're just making stuff up now.
That's my theology. Fleas came from sin, and so did mosquitoes.
You've left the Bible.
There were no mosquitoes. There was nothing before sin.
So you're just like, just forget the Bible. We're just gonna go by what you think.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm out on that one. But anyway.
I don't mean that.
So the preacher actually said, I don't know.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh.
He actually answered a couple. I could hear it rustling.
I couldn't.
I could.
Okay.
So he actually had a couple of...
Seriously, you don't think that mosquitoes came after sin? Really?
I have a theory about that, but it's not really... It's a derivative of a biblical principle.
Okay.
It's not.
What's that?
It's not anything I would call a belief.
Speak.
It's an opinion.
That's all mine is. Did
you
I
were,
say?
No, you were saying. You were broadcasting.
Give me
the whole,
a break.
Fleas are a result of sin. Seth.
I was being funny.
Saith faith. Okay.
Funny.
I know. I'm not being funny. I actually have an opinion.
Okay, what's your opinion?
That parasitic animals, animals that live off meat or blood, did come after the fall.
Uh-huh.
Are they, you know, they don't...
Because there was no death before.
And I don't think they just sprung after the fall.
Was there death before?
Created the fall. I think that they actually, they were a variation, you know, that they were macroevolution. In other words, they were an adaptation.
They evolved in God speak, evolving, not.
I don't like the word.
I know because it's too close to. But I know what you mean.
Devolving, actually.
Devolving, yeah.
They were a variation after the fall, and God did that on purpose because otherwise
we'd have a bunch of dead things laying around.
And I think there were a bunch of dead things laying around for a while.
Ugh.
And so certain insects, you know, adapted to eat. That because it was laying around.
There you go. Okay, it's enough of that.
Okay.
So,
and do I believe that there was death before the fall of anything? No.
I didn't either. That's why I just said there was no death.
People ate fruit and grass, and I believe that was God's plan. I believe that's what we'll do again because grass and fruit can be eaten without harming or killing.
Figs.
The original.
Figs. I'm not a big fan of figs, but apparently they're very, very good for you. But just regular figs, when I eat just a fig, like you can buy a bag of fig, you know, fig dried figs.
Yes.
You know, like craisins and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just not very good.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll learn to like them in heaven.
I guess I'll learn to like them. In the new earth.
In the new earth.
When we all have to be vegetarians.
So we should... Oh, brother. So we should...
Sorry. I didn't mean that either.
Eat fruit.
You know, funny. Good grief.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't say anything.
Yeah. This show, it's just not taking off, really. It's not... progressing in
my
formidable
drug state stupor is oh great.
Hey sweetie pie, you feeling under the weather?
I am a little bit.
I'm so sorry.
I'm beginning to sound like you.
Well look, I made you this soup. My grandmother made it for me, and it'll cure just about anything wrong with you.
I can imagine. What is that smell?
Well, it's made out of figs, and I heard you talking about figs. That's why it reminded me of this soup.
Yeah.
Made out of figs and pork belly, and it's got a little secret ingredient there I can't tell you about.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because I won't eat it?
It's whiskey, isn't it? It's whiskey. It didn't always have to be whiskey. Not all secret ingredients is whiskey. This one is, but not all of them.
Well, I don't mind whiskey. You could have just given me that straight.
No, not the fig juice. That's the medicinal stuff.
Oh,
if it tastes good, it won't help you at all.
Is that true?
That's what my grandmother
said. That's science, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's what they go by when they make cough medicine.
You know what else?
If it tastes good, it won't work.
I still got some castor oil.
No, thank you.
Would you like some of that?
No.
Because that stuff will help.
No, I have NyQuil. I have the Green Death.
Yes, the Green Death is awesome.
And it tastes terrible, so it works.
There you go.
Green, and NyQuil's got whiskey in it, too.
I'm sure it does. That's something.
Well, anyway, codeine. All right. Hey.
Yeah?
You know how you make an egg laugh?
How?
Tell it a yolk. Oh, as I told you that.
That is horrible.
That was funny.
That was a terrible joke.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, well, you know, I got a million of them, but I got to go. I gotta go. Hey, drink that up now. Drink it up. It'll be good for you now. I want you to feel better. It worries me when you feel bad. There you go, Dad. Just take a drink of it. Come on, take just a sip. Just a sip. You can do it.
Oh.
Don't spit. You know what? Hold your nose is what I used to do. Hold your nose and take a sip. There you go. Drink it down.
Oh,
there you go. See, now that'll make you feel all better. I'll see y'all later.
I can't believe you actually took a drink of that. Well, the whiskey killed anything that was growing in there, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Then my eyes water.
There you go. See? Clear you right up. Amazing. Amazing. Just amazing. Join us tomorrow when we'll talk about other stuff and things. No, actually, we have a lot of calls, a lot of listener calls, a lot of rants that called in. And so we've got to get caught up on these.
That's good.
Yeah, we've got probably a whole show full of them.
Okay, it's got to be better than this show.
We should get worse. Bios con Dios, everybody.
Bios con Dios.
By the way, I know this show didn't reflect it, but we are going to be the greatest podcast on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a plan.
This show didn't reflect
everybody that's listening, you need to pray. I want you all to pray, effectively pray. I mean, prayer with belief.
Fervent.
Fervent prayer that we will be the greatest podcast on the planet. And in doing so, glorify the Lord. I mean, not for our own glory.
That's the purpose.
I don't want to be famous. I just want to be the best podcast that me and Faith can be. Doesn't even have to be the best podcast on the planet. How about that? We just pray that we're the best podcast that we can be. Be all you can be. I've heard that somewhere. That's in the Bible, I think.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.